Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Dalid Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new siman today, Siman Tuf Tes, which deals with Din Makom Nisinas Erev. What are acceptable places to place your Erev Tchumim that will make it into a kosher new creation of your new Mokum Shvisa, your focal point for that Shabbos or Yontif? Mechad begins Sif Aleph. Hanosein Eruvo Beveis HaKvaros. Eino Erev. If a person were to place the Erev Tchumim that he would like to create his new focal point inside a cemetery, we'll define exactly what it means inside a cemetery in a moment, so this would not be a good location, Eino Erev. And the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Aleph. This is Mayri Afilu B'Yisrael. This is not only talking about for a Kohen, but even for a regular Yid. V'im Nesanuhu Shom Ha'erev B'Shul Kohen. And certainly, if he put it there for a Kohen, even without the reasoning that we're going to give in a moment, why it's no good even for Yisrael, Belav Atam Shebifnim, even without the reason why it's no good for Yisrael, it would certainly be no good for a Kohen. Gam Kin Oser, Mipshim Deba Inon, Shia Yochol Hagialim Kom Eruvo, because you must be able to get to the place of your Eruv. It's physically situation in a place where you can't reach it, or in this situation, you halachically can't reach it because the Kohen can't go into a cemetery. Even the Kohen who lo evsher, since the Kohen can't go in there, so this is not considered a good new creation of a Mokum Shvisa with your Erev Techumim over here. And this is brought down the name of the tour. But that's true, especially for a Kohen, but even for Yisrael, it's not going to be good over here. For what reasoning? So the Rechabe tells us, Lefi Shebeis HaKvarus Osu Bihanoh. Because one is not permitted to gain any benefit from a Beis HaKvaros, from a cemetery. Again, we'll see in a moment exactly what part of the Beis HaKvaros is forbidden to go and get benefit from. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us, V'kivon shirotze b'kiyam ha'erev sham, since you obviously want that the food will stay over there, achar kniya, after you akone the Mokum Shvisa at the start of Shabbos, therefore, by your desiring that the Erev Tchumim should still be extant and it shouldn't get destroyed, harinanebo, you are getting hanoah from the cemetery, and therefore it is not allowed. Now, what exactly hanoah are we talking about over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us also by hanoah, Mayri, we're talking here, bekever shel binyan. We're talking about a elevated type of a kever over here, where the place that you're putting the Erev Tchumim down on is actually part of the grave, and therefore that is actually also b'hanoah. The Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in Osalat, this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And it brings down in Yoredei over there in the Ramah, Yesh Deos, the Gam Bekever Shel Karka. There even are opinions that say if you have it a grave that's made out of Karka, Ha'ofer Shetoshu V'chosu V'chisu as a kever, the dirt was uprooted, you then buried the person, and now you put that dirt back over there, that dirt is also Osir. Never mind a binyan, a structure, but even the dirt is Osir. Yesh Omer, the Yesh Bezeh Isra, no, the Ramah brings this down in Yoredei. The Mechaber does not. Umishum Shemechaber Shom Lo Hisker Klal Deazu. Over there, the Mechaber did not write that then down. He only said Rak Kever Shel Binyan. Therefore, Al Kain Lo Het Exam Morgan of Rome. That's why the Morgan of Rome didn't bring that opinion down. Sivkot and Beis in the Shaar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim can use it, and he writes Ubinyan Nami. Even with the structure itself, Dafka Kishume Eitz and Viavonim. Only type of structure, according to the Mechaber, that would be us over here, be is made out of wood or of stone. Avo bekuch, but if it's inside a ground cave, shehu mehakarka gufa, which is made up of the ground itself, lo nesar. He brings that from the Shach and Yeridea that also wouldn't be asur b'hanoah. So it's only a binyan structure over here that is made of wood or stone that the Mechaber is referring to over here when he says the Beis HaKvaros is asur b'hanoah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, the ilu nisano bekever shel karka, according to the Mechaber, if it was a dirt grave over here, shari, it would be permissible. The karka olam lo nesa, because dirt itself never becomes osur. Kamosha kosav yoredei, simin shin samach dalet, as we just pointed out. Now, the kol shekein, im lo neso bekever, and certainly if you didn't put it into the grave itself, rak ala karka shibit stodek for us, only put it next to the ground that is next to the graves, certainly in that situation, bavadei lekuliyama, everybody would agree in that situation, even according to the more machmir opinion that said the ground could become usur, but that's only the actual ground of the cemetery that had been dug up and now put back in. But if it's the ground that's next to the cemetery itself, next to the grave itself, Alma, in that situation, Kuli Alma, Eruvo Erev. It is a perfectly good Erev, the ancient Isra Hanoah Klal, because there is no forbidden spot over there that you can't get Hanoah from, and therefore the Erev is a perfectly good Erev. And the Chofetz Chaim continues in the Shaar HaTzion Oskimo. This is the opinion of the Shach over there, and this is also the opinion of the Prisha. Because my rishin asano bekever gufo velo b'tzadi kever, that when we said it's aser according to those strict opinions, only when you put it into the kever itself, that has an iser hanoah kishuhu shobinyan, if that's part of the structure, so to say, of the grave. But if it's next to it, everybody agrees that that's not a problem. Now, the Chavetz Chaim has a longer discussion about this in the Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskel Einu Erev Lefi V'chule, where he brings down that this opinion that the Mechaber said that it's aser even for Yisrael is based upon the opinion of the Rambam, and as well the Magen Mishnah brings down this is the opinion of the Ramban, as well as the Gaonim, and they disagree with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, and this is also true of the opinion of the Or Zeruah. However, he brings down Omnam, however, Kad Mainina, if you look into it, Matzino Kama Poskin the Mekilim Yisrael, there are those that are more Mako than the opinion of the Mechaber, and do in fact allow this for Yisrael. It's only because a Kohen can't go into a cemetery. That's the reasoning over here. But if this were for Yisrael, it would in fact be good. Because they do hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, who holds the Lo Choshev Zeh L'Isranah. He says that using the cemetery in this fashion is not an Isranah, and therefore you are allowed to get benefit from the Erev Techumim over there, and it's only because a Kohen can't get it. That's why it's no good for a Kohen. But it would be good for a Yisrael to put his Erev Techumim in the Beis HaKvaros. Whose opinion is this? This lenient opinion over here? This is the opinion of the Maram Rutenberg and his pupil, the Rosh, and his son, the Tur. The Rosh's son, the Tur. And this is also the opinion of the Rashba, as brought down in the Magid Mishnah. And this is also the opinion of the Rabbeinu Yehuna's son. And also the Shulte Gaborim brings this down in the name of the Riaz, who actually says that it even would be good for a Kohen for other reasons. And this is the opinion of the Aguda as well. And the Korban Nesano concludes, and he writes, "B'shasad chach, you certainly can rely upon all of these lenient opinions that we just brought down to allow this Erev Techumim under extenuating circumstances to be good for Yisrael, albeit it wouldn't be good for Kohen according to the vast majority of them." We continue in the Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Gimel, where he says that this Erev is no good after you akona the spot of this Erev as your Mokum Shvisa at the start of the Ben Hashmashos, because you now wanted to continue over there, and therefore you're getting Hanoah from it. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Gimel. The Mashe Munach Shom Ben Hashmashos, the act of actually placing it there during the Ben Hashmashos, which is when Shehu Shas Knias Shavisa, which is when you normally would acquire your new focal point, that actually loich potlan, that's actually not a problem. Because Kivin She'ein Ma'arvim Elo Devar Mitzvah, because the only reason you're allowed to make an Erev, at least l'chatrila, is for Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore mitzvos lav lehanos nitnu. The mitzvah is not for getting benefit from it, and therefore there is no iser right away, because you're not getting benefit from it right away. And therefore, v'alkein lo chashiva hanah, ma'ashuhu yochol lelech ayidei zeh l'chutz l'tchum. And therefore, you're not really getting any benefit from it in the fact that you now have extended your tchum while you're making this your new focal point. So what is the iser hanah? Yes, I know. As Elamashu wrote, "Sashiya ha'erev kayim sham." The fact that you now want the food to be extant, you still want the food to remain over there. Ah, av acha kniyas shvisa. Even after you've acquired your new focal point, because kidei le'achol acha kachim yirtze, you want to be able to eat food over there. Therefore, zechoshev hanoah. That in fact is a hanoah, and that is why v'chein asru likno sham shvisa. So, and that is why, in fact, the rabbis forbade you as a Yisrael even to go and make your makom shvisa over there, according to the opinion of the Mechaber. Now, Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down b'mesha amru she'erev eno moel afilu b'di'evid. This apparently shows that the erev is not even good b'di'evid. So the Prima Gaon asks a very important question. He says l'chora hadavar toli b'machlokas abaye v'rova. This is actually dependent upon a famous machlokas between Abaye and Rav in the Gemara in Tmura, where it says, "Kol milso de omer rachmona lo savit." If the Torah said, "Don't do something," and you did it, does it count or not? Mishani or lo mishani? So he says this should be totally on that. Kivin shaso lasos kain, since you went ahead and did something that you shouldn't have done for avar ala iser, and you went over the iser over here, it should be totally on that machlokas between Abaye and Rav. And he says, "Why is it not?" He says here, "Ledas hakol ein ha'erev moel even b'di'evin," because Mokom shebo munach ha'erev asur b'hanah, because this place is actually asur for you for hanah, as we've explained, and therefore ein nechshav dira, it can't be considered a mokom shvisa for you, a place that you're dwelling. That's why it's no good. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger asks a very strong question, which Rabbi Akiva Eger leaves with a tzarchi and godo, which means that's a very strong question, and he says, where do we find in the Gemara Shlo Yoil Ha'erev B'di'evid Machmas Ha'isu Lehanos Mi'akebra? Where do we find this idea that even B'di'evid it's no good because you're getting Hanoah? Furthermore, he asks, Shalo Gamim Lo Yichol Ha'erev Yeshiver. Even if the Erev doesn't work, it's still an Aveirah for you. She'isu B'mashinene B'shmiroso Achar Ben Hashmashos, because you're benefiting from the Erev being present there after the Ben Hashmashos. So even if it doesn't work, Imkein Ma'atam Shlo Yoil Ha'erev B'di'evid. So why shouldn't it work B'di'evid for you? Hare Eino Over Es Ha'erev B'kim Mitzvah. The fact that you're gaining the shvis over there by making Erev Techumim, That has nothing to do with the fact that you transgressed over here. The two are disconnected. And he leaves it with a tzarechi and gadol. I heard from my rebbeim always, when a rekiva leads with a tzarechi and gadol, that's a huge problem. There is no such real teretz. Nevertheless, we find three terutzim that are provided over here. The first one is from the Keren Ora, who brings down as well, the Chazon Ish brings this down, she'itochein shu knas shekansu chachomim. You're right, it really does work b'dieved, but the rabbis made a knas over here to say it doesn't work. Terutzim number two and three are from the B'nai Tzion. And he writes first, the fact that you want the bread to still be extant over here, that's only im yichol erev. You only want it there if the erev works, because if the erev doesn't work, it can't help you. Then you want the bread there. But if the erev doesn't work, so in that situation, what do you care about the bread? Therefore, nimtzo shechalos erev goremes hanoah. So it's only if the erev works that you're getting the hanoah, and therefore it is no good, even b'dieved. And the third teretz, the second one brought down by the B'nai Tzion, the third teretz overall, is based upon the Beis Yosef. And he writes, Shalom Moel Erev Lidvar Harshus Gam B'dieved. We just said before that l'chatchila you can only make an Erev Tchumim for a Dvar Mitzvah. Most posts can hold b'dieved, it would work. If you did it, even not Lidvar Mitzvah, you did Dvar Rishus. But here we're talking about that if he did it, Lidvar Rishus, even b'dieved, it would not be good. Mi'ikra din mol rak eruv baraglo. Normally, a person can only make his makom shvisa by where he physically is. And the rabbis will make by an usher, a rich person, that he could have somebody be ma'ari for him. But that was only l'dvar mitzvah. And if it's not l'dvar mitzvah, they weren't mako. And therefore, l'fi zeh yesh lo ma'kisheniach ba'ofen shesofo lavar al issa. If he's eventually going to be over in issa by doing this, the rabbis certainly would not make over here that the pas should be good as an eruv tchumim, and therefore even b'dieved it is no good. Mechaber now continues and he writes, if you put your Erev not in the Beis HaKvaros, but you put it in the Beis HaPras, what is the Beis HaPras? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, who saw the Shenechrash Bokever. This is a field for which there had been a dead body there, and somebody had plowed over the field, so there are no large pieces of the dead body anymore present over there. However, the rabbis instituted the Chayshino Midrabanon, it's a rabbinical decree that you can't walk in this Beis HaPras if you're a Kohen, because Shema Nishar Shom Adain Etzem Kisor, because maybe there still is a small fragment of bone, the size of a barleycorn, kisora, which you are metami with if you touch it, bimago amasa. You're not metami bit ohel. And that's a very, very important point over here. If the bone is so small, but it's significant enough of a size that you would be metami bimago amasa, not ohel, now we have a teretz for how the person can go into this beis hapras and not become tame. And therefore, even a kohen would be able to use this for his erev tchumim. Why is that? If you put the erev tchumim in this beis hapras, which is only also in the rabbanon, hareza erev, it is a good erev. And this is true, vafilu haya kohen, even for a kohen. Why? Because there are halachically acceptable ways, even for a kohen, to enter into a beis hapras. Number one, b'migdal haporeach. You can go in, the Be'er HaGol explains, migdal haporeach, pirish teva aruka, a long chest of something, k'migdal, like some sort of a tower over here, tuluya b'chavalim, that you're going in through ropes. This is what he brings down from the Aruch. And therefore, there is no chance over here that you'll touch the ground of the Beis HaPras, and therefore there's no way you can be metami b'maga masa. Are you mahil over it? It's not big enough to be over tumas ohel. So therefore, there is a halachically acceptable way for the kohen to go into this Beis HaPras, and therefore there is no problem with the erev tchumim being inside this Beis HaPras. Alternatively, you can take a bellows or even take your mouth and blow the area in front of you, and you'll see if there's any bone over there. If there is any little piece of bone that's the size of Etzek Mitzari, you'll make sure you won't touch it. And therefore, if you blow away the topsoil over here and there is no bone, so then you can be reassured that you're not going to be metame over here, b'mago, b'masa. There is no concern about ohel as well. And therefore, these are acceptable halachic ways for even a kohen to go into a Beis HaPras, and therefore, placing your Erev inside the Beis HaPras doesn't cause any sort of a problem, and you can, in fact, make your Mokum Shvisa over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Hay, the Lo Shayach Kan Isra Hanoah Klal. There is no Isra Hanoah at all over here, so only the problem is, how is a kohen able to get in there? And this is allowed because he can get in through the two heter ways that we spoke about. Sivkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rod Solomar, after Midar Rabbanon, also Le Kohen Leilech Shom, Shema Yosef Baraglov Etzem Kisora, while Midar Raisa, there is no problem over here that you're definitely going to become Tameh over here. The rabbis instituted that a Kohen shouldn't go into the Beis HaPras because he may come to be Metame through Maga or Masa over here, touching a piece of the size of a bone of a barley corn. The Metame of Maga or Masa, as we've said, the Imkain, therefore the rabbis would have restricted you from going there. Hare Enu Yochol Agil Mokom Eruvo, and therefore it shouldn't work because you can't go there. Nevertheless, everybody agrees, Mikol Mokom Shari, it is permissible in this situation. The Efshaloli Kani Sham Aide Migdal HaPorech, as we said, you can go in there by being located in a chest of some sort. The Hu Nisa Agabi Shvarim, and you'll be carried on top of oxen over here, and therefore there's no way of a problem of Ohel because it's smaller than the shear for Ohel, and it can only be Matami B'Maga B'Masa, and you won't touch it. Sha Yedei Zeh Lo Yosus B'Yetzim, you won't touch the Yetzim. If the shore touches it, no problem. You will not touch it, therefore this is allowed. But this is only V'Dafka B'Deis HaPras, only in this Beis HaPras, which is an Issa D'Rabbanan only, Shumi D'Rabbanan. Vein Bo Tumas Ohel, there is no concern of Tumas Ohel over here. Now, Masha Ein came to Beis HaKvaros, as opposed to the first part of this Sif Aleph, the Mechaber said you can't go and put it in Beis HaKvaros, Yevsha Beis HaZul L'Kohen, you can't use these two opportunities over here, Migdal Poreach, or Shiyanafech V'Holech, Mimeshu Ma'al HaKvarim, that's great, you won't do Maga Masa, but there's still a problem of Ohel in that situation, of your body being over the grave, over the actual dead body, and therefore that is Tumas Ohel, and the Kohen is also to become Metame, Tumas Maga Masa, or Tumas Ohel with the mace. V'afilu Mikon is B'Migdal. Aye, so you'll go in there with a chest and you'll be covered up, shumachzik abom saw, and therefore that should protect you. Lo havichatzitza beino lekever, it won't protect you. There will be nothing intervening between you and the dead body, and you'll be halachically over being mahil over this dead body, which is an issa for a kohen. Because the kaimalon, ohel zoruk, which the Sharatzion Ozayin tells us over here, in ohel metaltel, a movable ohel over here, lav shmei ohel, is not called an ohel that would protect you from tumas mace, that you wouldn't be a mile over it. The kol she'eino ohel, eino chotzis. It's something that doesn't have the halachic status of being an ohel, can't protect you over here from being mahel over the tumas mates. In the Sha'ar Tzion, Ozvav, he brings down that this understanding is from the Vilna Gaon, also from the Tosefta Shabbos and the Pribagodim. The Magen Avraham, however, has a totally different way of understanding this, and it's very difficult to understand the Magen Avraham. Dirshu footnote number 3 tries to explain the problem with the Magen Avraham and the teretz that the Tosefta Shabbos gives to the Magen Avraham. Ayin Shom in Dirshu footnote number 3. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Zayin, and he says that the reason why you're allowed to take a bellows or just blow with your mouth and blow away anything is ki mipnei shu midrabanan. The whole Yitzhak is only midrabanan, that you may come to touch over here etzem kisora. And therefore, samchu l'hokel, therefore the rabbis were allowing you to be lenient over here, v'leilech ha'idei nifuach b'vid, that you can blow with your mouth even and push away any of the topsoil and the dirt over here and be able to see if there's an etzem kisora over there, and therefore you won't come to be touching it and you won't be over being mitame magu masa. He adds, "V'im yeshom etzem kisora yidchayu." And if you do see it over there, you'll push it aside. The etzem godol yireiv. And if there's a larger piece, you'll see that as well. So therefore, none of these pose a problem for us halachically. This concludes Sif Aleph and today's shir.